This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, presented by Hooters. Coach Gruden, go ahead.
Hey, Coach Gruden, you must really love our wings.
I love Hooters. The awesome wings, the great seafood and burgers. I know you can get it to go and it all tastes great sitting at home watching the game, but really? Don't you want the same awesome food brought to your table by some world-famous Hooters girls? Of course you do. I've seen some great games up close and personal, but nothing beats watching the game at Hooters.
You got it, Coach. Hooters, famous for wings, seafood, football coaches, and some pretty awesome Hooters girls.
Again, my thanks to Hooters for their season-long presenting sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. I will have not only our fantasy football friend from our fantasy draft at the Hillsborough Avenue location, Calendar Girl Brooke, and perhaps one more Calendar Girl, at my upcoming golf tournament at West Chase Golf Club, a week from Saturday, February 3rd, day before Super Bowl 52. It is good versus evil, 2018, two tournaments in one, front nine as good and as friendly as we can make it, back nine as hard and as evil as we can make it. They are scored as two separate tournaments. This event is sold out at West Chase Golf Club. To ask to be placed on the alternate list, either as an individual, twosome, threesome, or foursome. I should have room for an alternate, whether it is one person, two, three, or four, depending on cancellations and changes. Things happen when you bring in a group of over 100 people. To get on the alternate list, email me immediately at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Looking forward to working with Assistant General Manager Jared Atkinson at West Chase Golf Club. We drove the course late last week, and we're discussing many things we were going to do on the Evil Nine, and the course looked terrific for tournament play, which means it's in really good shape for you to play right now. 813-854-2331 to set up your own tee time, or visit westchasegc.com. All right, this podcast will be brief. We're coming off the AFC and NFC championship games as the Patriots advance past the Jaguars and the Eagles advance past the Minnesota Vikings. What was interesting about playing it from a fantasy standpoint over the weekend was how little certain Patriots produced. The Gronkowski concussion had a lot to do with that. Rex Burkhead was active. He didn't produce a big fantasy game, and neither did Chris Hogan. It was another big fantasy performance for Danny Amendola 2 weeks in a row now. And I know there was some quality football analysis out there that suggests the Patriots would not utilize Amendola in the way to attack the Jaguars, but especially based on the way the game played out and the Patriots coming from behind in the game. Once again, the Brady-Amendola connection was huge. It was in a landslide victory over the Titans the previous week and then the comeback victory against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Surprisingly, and I did invest in Nick Foles and Alshon Jeffrey, and that certainly paid off in the late game on Sunday night. For those of you that had investments in the Minnesota Vikings, there was just the Kyle Rudolph touchdown. Granted, McKinnon did break 100 yards in what we call tandem offense, rushing and receiving. He was a factor in the game, as I expected he would be, but it was more of a garbage time type factor and was insignificant in the actual result of the football game itself. Playing the Eagles DST certainly paid off there with that early defensive touchdown that sort of swung the momentum back to the home team, and the Philadelphia Eagles and Nick Foles and Alshon Jeffrey really took it from there with the defense hammering the Minnesota Vikings and preventing them from getting any more points on the board. Nearly, for those of you that invested in Adam Thielen, bailed out with that circus catch, but clearly the replay showed the ball did hit the ground. Thielen was battling a back injury for many weeks, and that explains why the Vikings did more with Stephon Diggs over the last month plus and a little less with Thielen, just because it seemed like physically he wasn't able to handle that. Interestingly enough, because rules have changed specific to, say, DraftKings, there is no need to pair up the Pro Bowl with the Super Bowl if you play the showdown format. I did this shortly before cutting this podcast on Monday night. It was the first time I had played the showdown format, which is basically four offensive players and two IDPs, individual defensive players, and you can play them all within one game under a salary cap. It's a little bit different. I'm not going to tell you that I love it. I don't even know that I like it, but it is a way to play within one game, and that changes how I approached daily fantasy last year at this time, where you had to get in on the Pro Bowl to pair up two games as one in the quote-unquote classic format. As far as an early look ahead, and we've got another podcast later this week, and then we'll have one early next week, and then we'll have a final one before Super Bowl 52. Let's just take the Vegas number and what it says. It does not suggest that this will be a low-scoring game. Vegas, an early money in Vegas on Philadelphia, knocking down the line from 7-6, and I saw it earlier this afternoon before I did a segment with Drew Garabo on Drew Garabo Live on the Bone 102.5 in Tampa Bay. At that time that I went on the air, the number was down to 5. I talked to my pal Gil Alexander in Las Vegas earlier tonight. We both agree this is a reaction and, our opinion, an overreaction early in the 2 weeks between conference championship and Super Bowl to the combination of the fact that the Patriots struggled to beat the defensive-oriented Jaguars with a quarterback like Bortles, while the Eagles rode their strong defense and the play of Nick Foles to a dominating victory as an underdog against the Minnesota Vikings. I personally favor the Patriots in Super Bowl 52. I am surprised the number is as low as it is right now, as far as Gronkowski from a fantasy standpoint and from a football standpoint. Super Bowl-wise, you would expect with the full 2 weeks that Gronkowski can get through that concussion protocol and be ready to go. And as far as the stitches in Tom Brady's hand, this is another example of how the 2 weeks sets up well for injured players. Brady freely talked about the injury after the game. I wondered if the Patriots were going to be coy about it because there was still one more game to play. They were not, and simply spoke freely about the difficulties with it and what had happened, and do not seem to be concerned at all about Brady's right hand going forward. So we'll have, again, another podcast later this week talking about different elements as it relates to the Super Bowl. And of course, much like we do in the offseason, we branch out from just talking the fantasy football side of this. We're going to talk about the ATS side of it, the total side of it. I love and have always loved the props, especially from a longtime friend of mine, Jay Cornegay, who is the race and sports director of the Superbook at the Westgate in Las Vegas, formerly the LVH, formerly the Las Vegas Hilton. And prior to that, he was down at the Imperial Palace Center Strip. Jay's been doing it a long time. The props will be coming out probably around the weekend, if not a little before that. And I'll be in communication with Jay to talk about some of those props and just other elements of this Super Bowl rematch from 13 years ago. That was one of the seven Super Bowls that I attended. Ironically, the game was in Jacksonville, with the Jags nearly preventing the Patriots from getting to this rematch, where the Patriots won, I'll say, handily, yet not in dominating fashion on the scoreboard. But throughout that game, it was a struggle for the Philadelphia Eagles, although Terrell Owens, coming off an ankle injury, played very, very well. The Eagles just were not able to put up enough offense, enough points, to really threaten the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 39, as I remember it. That also was the completion of three Super Bowl titles in 4 years for the New England Patriots, with Tom Brady at quarterback and Bill Belichick as coach. And here they are again, facing the same Philadelphia Eagles, albeit in Minnesota this time. So we bring in that element of it. That's interesting how the first time 13 years ago, it was Jacksonville hosting and there were the Jaguars on Sunday. And this time it's Minnesota hosting and there were the Vikings this time, trying to get to a home Super Bowl. So another opportunity to win three in 4 years for the not only the same organization, the same owner, but the same head coach and the same starting quarterback. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. For those of you in the greater Tampa Bay area, you can find your location at originalhooters.com. Hooters, the original wing joint since 1983. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is also teed up at West Chase Golf Club, home to the 2018 edition of Good vs. Evil. The event is sold out for February 3rd at West Chase Golf Club. Thank you for selling out this event in advance. It is another sold-out event, the first of what will be a minimum of four events on the Todd Wright Tour in 2018. And I will have an announcement very shortly about the next event on the Todd Wright Tour. It will be in April, and it will be open to the public. And for the first time, and this will be our 14th event, I am treating the next event, the one in April, as our major championship. So I'm looking forward to that and talking to you more about that and getting not only so many of my regulars back for my major championship. We will have a venue worthy of a major championship, but it will be open to the public if you want to register to play. All right, so always visit joebucksfan.com/golf for all the information on my golf events, and I promote some events for others and some golf leagues for others on that page as well. All right. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Remember, you can reach out to me for any football questions, toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Hope you enjoyed the games on Sunday, and we're winning either in your DFS league or your postseason fantasy league, or you won your props or your ATS or your totals, and we'll talk more later this week about Super Bowl 52. Thanks for listening.